Culture 6. Exercises 6 and 7.
Here in the studio with me is Jackie Whelan, a woman with an interesting story about her trip to Yellowstone National Park. Tell me, Jackie, what happened?
Well, I was in Yellowstone, deep in the forest. I walked out of the trees and there was a bear right in front of me. It was quite close, only 20 or 30 metres away.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm a careful person. Everyone knows there are bears at Yellowstone. I hoped not to meet one, but I wanted to be prepared. So when I arrived there, I looked at all the information about what to do if you meet a bear. But of course, when it actually happened, I just wanted to turn and run.
But you stopped yourself.
Yes. I remembered one important thing, that it isn't a good idea to run away from a bear. Bears are so quick. So I stopped and I stayed very still. Then the bear looked up and looked straight at me.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Then I realised how close I was to the bear. I also realised he wasn't a happy bear.
So what next?
Well, he started hitting the ground with his paw. I could see he was very nervous, angry, perhaps. So after a few minutes, I tried moving backwards very slowly.
And?
And suddenly, he started running straight towards me.
Oh, no. How awful.
Absolutely. Anyway, sometimes they stop running at you. And sometimes they turn and run off at the last moment. But not this bear. He moved faster and closer.
The bear continued to run at you?
Straight at me, yes. Then just as it reached me, I turned and dropped to the ground. I placed my hands over the back of my neck, my elbows protecting my face. I was flat on my face. I tried not to move. And the bear was right there by me.
Oh, no. Were you frightened?
Yes, of course. Well, the bear moved around me. I could feel it smelling me. And then finally, it walked off into the forest. I waited about 5 minutes. I looked round. It wasn't there any longer. So I left. Slowly.
What an incredible experience.
Well, yes. My heart slowed down to its normal speed after about half an hour.